Lead Like Jesus, featuring Ken Blanchard, Rick Warren, and Bill Hybels. This audio version is produced by Oasis Audio through an agreement with the Center for Faith Walk Leadership and was recorded before a live audience as part of the Lead Like Jesus celebration. Lead Like Jesus, Chapter 1, featuring Ken Blanchard, Bill Hybels, Lori Beth Jones, and Phil Hodges.
Being here with Bill is so important to me today because Bill knew me before Jesus was on my radar screen. And when we first met in Mexico City, it was I was the big questioner, wasn't I, Bill?
Yeah, I have to admit that when I first met Ken, he was, of course, this book-selling machine. And all of us had been reading his books for a long, long time. And when we had lunch together in Mexico City and the conversation drifted over to spiritual things, I found here was just this wonderful man, bright mind, knew all about management and leadership and how to build organizations, open-hearted, all the rest, but clueless with regard to what Christianity teaches. I don't mean he knew a little. I mean he was clueless about it. And yet, he had a childlike curiosity about it. And we had some discussions over a lunch that I think you'd probably remember better than I do, actually.
Well, it's really interesting. You know, being a humanist who I am, and the thing that really bugged me about Christianity was this concept of original sin. I mean, why do we have to start off bad? Why not original potentiality? And also, I hated labels. I was fighting labels all the time. And when you call somebody a sinner, they get really uptight, you see? And so my meeting with Bill was actually set up by Bob Buford because the Lord put Buford on the across the aisle for me flying into Mexico City. And I'm talking to Bob, and I reach into my wallet to get something, and here's Bill Bright's little booklet, Four Spiritual Laws. And I want to tell you, I didn't put it there. I mean, Phil Hodges had given it to me from his daughter, but it wasn't something I would put there. And all of a sudden, so I said, Bob, you know, let me ask you some questions. The first law is God has a plan for your life. I could buy that. But this sin thing. And Bob started me off by saying, Ken, let me just ask you a question. Do you think you're as good as God? And I said, obviously not. If there is a God, that's perfection. He says, well, let's give God 100 then, and we'll give axe murderers 5. And Mother Teresa was alive then. He's a pretty good gal. Let's give her 95. He said, Blanchard, you're not bad. You're trying to help people. I'll give you a 75. He said, the neat thing about Christianity is the Lord came down, you know, sent Jesus down to make up the difference between us and 100. And I went, whoa, what a great way to say that, because if you say to anybody, do you fall short of 100? You know, where are you? Everybody would. And so he said, don't get too excited, though, Ken, because I have to give you one last deal. He said, because you might not like that the axe murderer and Mother Teresa get the same opportunity. Because it's not about deeds. And then he said, you got to see Bill. And so I sit down with Bill, and after we shared some sports stories and all, I got to that question about, you know, why original sin? And he said to me about the difference between how they're spelled. You want to share?
Yeah, Ken really was operating under the impression that most people are. People who haven't read the Bible, at least parts of the Bible. He said, if I wanted to wind up in a relationship with God, how much would I have to do? What would the quota be? And how many good deeds would I have to string together at what rate? And so I took his...
Being achievement motivated.
So I took his dinner napkin there, a sidewalk cafe in Mexico City, and I said, well, Ken, religion is best spelled probably D-O. Religion is spelled D-O. It's what people do to try to get into a relationship with a God they've offended at some point. Christianity is spelled D-O-N-E. It's what Jesus Christ has done in his love and in his grace. And so I took that and slid it back across the table, and I said, Christ has already paid the price.